You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We have full phone lines. People who want to play Rattle Off, I'll tell you right now, those of you who are on hold, be thinking about what your answer will be for the highlight of your weekend. What was the highlight of your weekend? Do you think it was going to see Hamilton?
Hamilton, hands down, 100%.
By far, huh?
Go see it. It's fantastic. Yep. How about you?
Chocolate cake.
Chocolate cake.
Homemade.
All right.
Chocolate cake. Was waiting when I got home from the airport.
There you go.
Chocolate flipping cake. Crystal's the first one through today. Crystal, what was the highlight of your weekend, would you say?
I would say the highlight would be me and my husband were looking for sod and doing sprinklers for our backyard this year. So kind of just, I guess, like spring planning for our backyard.
Looking at sod?
Did you find some good sod, Crystal?
We did. We have three dogs and a couple kids, so we wanted to find something a little bit durable, which we did.
Yeah.
We've been having a talk about getting rid of grass because in our backyard, we're just sick of having that grass.
Mulch?
That's just, it's just a waste. Well, there's a moss that is growing that, you know, at least would make it green in this particular, because we live out in a wooded area.
Gotcha.
So
moss it, huh?
We might moss it and mulch it and do, I don't know, just
turf.
The amount of money that we all spend watering grass that never gets really walked on or used
is pretty crazy,
kind of
it?
Obscene, and it bothers me.
The amount of money you got to pay to maintain it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's a joke.
Yeah.
And especially in Colorado, we live in a desert, you know? Colorado is a high plains desert, and we're trying to make it into some lush green.
Yeah, way to go, Crystal.
I know, but we have dirt right now in our backyard.
You need something, especially with dogs, then. You're tracking mud in like crazy.
Sure, you got to have something back there.
We have real grass in our backyard, and then I did an artificial turf on the side of the house for the dog because I was sick of all the little spots she was leaving.
Mm-hmm.
So we've trained her to we've trained her to run to the side of the house and do her business and then run back, and it's been fantastic. It's working great.
I like that.
The only thing is in the summer, you got to really hose it down because it gets a little stinky.
We bought a home last year in our front lawn. It came with sprinklers, so we're going to do sprinklers this year just so, like, if we go to sell in, like, 5 years or whatever, it's all, like, tied in.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
We feel you.
Yeah. Sounds expensive.
expensive.
Yep.
Crystal, let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready to give it a shot?
Yeah.
So we're coming up on March.
Okay.
Tomorrow is March.
Look at
crazy.
That. It's almost Christmas.
Well, I'll tell you what, it is almost, and it's almost time for spring break.
I know.
So, Crystal, in 10 seconds, please give us five popular spring break destinations. Five popular spring break destinations. Ready? And go!
Vegas, Cabo, St. Lucas, Miami, and the Florida Keys.
Look at that. Yeah.
You know, how can I argue with
that?
I
go there all day long, any of those places.
You know, you didn't even throw in Padre Island, you know, which is the big party zone. But I'd say that's...
It's hard to really think when you're, like, on the spot, I guess.
Yeah.
It's really difficult. But you pulled it off. You're a
winner! Job.
Let me ask you something, Crystal. Were you a spring break party girl? Did you go to some of these college spring break parties?
I actually have never done any type of spring break before.
Well, that's okay. Yeah.
I know. It sounds super sad, but it's not.
I don't think so. I think
you're fine.
I think it seems kind of mature to me. So.
Yeah, it just seems a little. I mean, I'm sure like in my earlier 20s, like bars and stuff, but. Not really like spring break.
We get you.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, you're the champion today. You know what? Good luck with your sod and stand by so Josh can tell you about your prize that you just won, okay?
Awesome. Well, thank you guys.
Yeah, Crystal. Have
you're
a good day.
You're very welcome, Crystal. Bye. Thank you for spending your mornings with your boys in the morning, Dom and Jeremy, here at Mix 100. Boy, that went fast
really
today.
Really quick. First one.
Holy crap.
Sorry, everybody on hold.
Yeah, everyone who's on hold is like, hey, what happened?
It happens.
They're going,
hey, what?